Iran's foreign minister has renewed Tehran's call for political solution to the crisis in Syria, rejecting the military approach.
Are we prepared to help find a political solution for Syria, which involves sacrifices by all, including the government? Of course we are. Are we prepared to help the ceasefire? Of course we are. In every ISSG meeting, I have insisted on two sentences, very short sentences. There is no military solution to Syria. There has to be a comprehensive ceasefire. Unconditioned. These two sentences must be unconditional.
Zarif said that all Syria ceasefire deals have failed because it is not clear which militant groups were included. He also stressed the need for delineating terrorist groups like Nusra Front and their reincarnations should the latter be considered acceptable. Zarif reiterated Iran's support for the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against foreign-backed militancy. The Iranian minister criticized some regional players for focusing on Assad's fate rather than the future of Syria. Zarif said that Iran is ready to cooperate with all regional players, and unlike Riyadh, Tehran does not believe in a solution based on exclusions. Zarif also warned Saudi Arabia and other supporters of terrorist groups that the militants will consequently turn against their sponsors.
The Saudis have created several monsters for us. They created Saddam Hussein. I mean, the amount of money they poured into his army is unbelievable. He turned against them. They created Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They turned against them. Now they are funding Daesh and Nusra. They will turn against them. And once they turn against them, it will be disaster.
Zarif also accused Riyadh of trying to divert public attention from the Arab world's inability to address the problems and aspirations of their youth to a, quote, manufactured enemy that is Iran or Shiism. He warned the West against the spread of Wahhabism and its literature of hate. Zarif stressed that Wahhabism is a political school of thought and should not be equated to Islam. Shabir Hassan Ali is an activist and Islamic scholar joining us from London. So lots of things there that Zarif has said, but let's turn to a couple of them. First, he said that, these terrorist groups that Saudi Arabia has created, the most recent being the Al-Nusra Front, for example, they're going to turn against them. Do you think Saudi Arabia realizes the threat that they may pose to them once they obviously turn against the regime in Riyadh?
I think the regime in occupied Saudi Arabia is in one of two places. One of the places could be that it's so arrogant it thinks that it's infallible and it will never be attacked by its minions or its slaves. That is one side of it. I think the other side is, I think they're hedging, in that they know that there is a risk that these Daesh, these Al-Qaeda, all of these psychopaths will one day come back to bite the hand that fed them, but they feel they can handle it. Either strategy is crazy. It's indicative of absolute insanity on the part of those pushing the strategy. It's a similar sort of strategy we've seen as, for example, the Zionists occupying Palestine. We've seen it in America. We've seen it in England during when Britain was doing its big empire building back in the day. It's a strategy designed on insanity. It makes no sense. It goes against fundamental human nature. If you're feeding a group of people an ideology that has certain tenets and you yourself are not following those tenets, there will come a time where these people, they are so taken in by this ideology, this political system that you're giving them, that they will come to attack you because you will not be fulfilling the criteria of what this political system is. It's crazy. A blind man can see that these Takfiri terrorists will come back to bite the hand that fed them. But I think the Saudis are hedging, or they're just plain stupid.
Another statement that Zarif has made is the fact that, and this is interesting, I could cite maybe more important things, but he talked about how Riyadh is creating this Wahhabism to be equated with Islam, and he said that shouldn't be the case, and that it has manufactured an enemy that's Iran or Shiism. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, this whole idea of Wahhabism, if you actually examine it, and people like me, other people have actually sat down and looked at it as a system, this has nothing to do with Islam. Its teachings do not stem from Islam. They stem from psychopaths who lived post-Islam in Arabia, in the desert, some of whom were illiterate, some of whom insisted that the earth was flat, some of whom who gave no rights to women in any shape or form, whereas Islam gives women a huge amount of rights. For example, one of the things that the true Islam actually teaches is that paradise is at the feet of your mother, which means that the level of women is extremely high. It's not something that, you beat and all this sort of stupidity that this Saudi cult comes out with. The whole entity of Wahhabism is something which serves to harm Islam. Everywhere you look, people are they have a bitter taste about Islam in their mouths. Why? Because their first experience with Islam, or their first connection with Islam, is some Wahhabi person who has said something absolutely crazy, that we will kill the infidel, we will do this, we will do that, all of this stupidity, like this idiot we had over here, Anjum Chowdhury and others. So this is an ideology that has nothing to do with Islam. It has never had anything to do with Islam. The same way Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism, but it uses the good name of Judaism, Wahhabism has just used the name, the good name of Islam, to further its purpose. It has nothing to do with Islam. Anyone who professes to be a Muslim and follows Wahhabism needs to have their head examined, because the two are completely opposite. It's like saying that, you're a Muslim, but you ignore everything that Quran teaches you about the sanctity of human life, about treating people well. One of the most important teachings of Prophet Muhammad was that he came to teach us good ethics, good akhlaq, as we call it. This is something that makes you look after people. If your neighbor's fallen down, you go and help them. If, if a friend of yours has got a problem, you try and help them. Not that you want to go and, kill this person because this person doesn't share your exact same ideology. That shouldn't matter. You impress people, you work on people, you talk to people, you help people, and you teach people by example. This is what Prophet Muhammad did. The Wahhabis do not have this. This ideology is the Zionism within Islam. If you want a definition of, quote, Muslim Zionism, Wahhabism is it.
Thank you for your thoughts. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar there from London.